All right, 90.5 KSJS, Ground Zero Radio, Notorious here, and privileged to be joined by none other than man you might remember from Super Joint Ritual, from Ask Jack, from Arson Anthem, and of course, with his own damn band, none other than Hank Williams III. Hank III, thanks for taking a couple minutes to chat with us.
All right, man, we're looking forward to be near your way here soon.
Yeah, because it's actually only going to be little over a month away, happening on August 24th at the Regency Ballroom in San Francisco. Also, for those of you a little south of us down in Santa Cruz, that's going to be the 22nd over at the Catalyst. So if nobody has caught a Hank III show before, I can take it from experience. They give you like a little bit of everything. You know, Hank, you are probably one of the most like talented and like diversely able to just blend all together musicians I've ever seen live. And I gotta ask, man, how the heck do you do like these marathons? I've seen you do like over three, like almost 4 hour sets without really even much of a break, man.
Right now, I've always been just over the top as long as I can be. I look at it like I have the rest of my life to only play 1 hour. And while I'm young enough to still have a little bit of energy and give the fans, you know, one of the longest shows for the cheapest ticket price out there, I'm always just trying to give it all I got. So I've been able to maintain that stamina and that pace for quite a while now. And, you know, there's a lot of preparation that goes into it. It's, you know, a lot of just pacing yourself and routines I have to stick with on keeping my voice that long and trying to deliver that much energy. So I think my favorite quote last time, there was a quick review that they read how they had, you know, two or three paddy wagons ready to take a bunch of people to jail, and there wasn't one fight throughout the whole night. But, you know, the mosh pit was there, and kids were being intense and a lot of energy in the room. But all in all, people were coming out to have some fun and to forget about their problems and not have them made worse.
Yeah, well, fun is definitely one way to describe your show. I think, you know, it's an experience I think everybody should have at least once in their lives as far as seeing you live. So hopefully everybody, you can make it out to see Hank III either down in Santa Cruz or up in San Francisco. And other question, man, so last kind of end of summer, fall, you had a bunch of albums come out from Ghost to a Ghost and Three Bar Ranch, Cal Collin, and of course, Attention Deficit Disorder. Each one of them had different sound to them, kind of a different feel to them. So were these all just sort of, you know, ideas you had thrown around, or how did they all come about, and how'd you get all this material?
Well, basically, if you look at my research or do a little research on my history,
right?
You know, I was held back for over probably 15 years working with Curb Records,
right?
And artists, even like my father, he's put out close to 100 records. Frank Zappa, I think, had close to 80 releases. And I myself, as long as I've been touring the road and have been in bands ever since 1994, and I just don't have that much to show for me as far as records go. So it was a new beginning, a new year. I was able to open up Hank III Records, and I wanted to come out of the gate strong. And I got let go of Curb January 1st, and on January 2nd, I started writing, or basically all of January is when I started writing the material. And I hit the record button in February, and I started with the country records, and as time went on, you know, some more of the doom sound would come up. And then while I was finishing up the country record, then I was starting to do the Three Bar Ranch albums. So it was just, A, I wanted to do something different. I wanted to make my mark in musical history, because I don't think anyone out there has ever come close to releasing a multi-genre record on the same day. There's a lot of multi-genre artists, but as far as doing it all at once, you know, it was a challenge for me. And that goes back to just being over the top, doing something different. I finally had a chance to have a CD on my I haven't been able to sell my own music at my own show in 15 years. So that in itself, to be able to give my fans a chance to see the country, the Hellbilly, the Doom, and Three Bar Rants, and if they wanted to buy the CD, that was huge for me. So there's all kinds of different angles. But all in all, I was having fun, trying something different, and being creative as I can.
Nice, and I think it yielded one hell of a result, actually three hell of a results, like in all of them having their own unique little twist. And while we're talking about it, of course, also you had Ask Jack. You put that album out a little bit and then kind of put it on hold. Anything in the works with that project?
Oh, well, right now I've just been, you know, I've wanted to play slow for a long time. With the ADD stuff.
Right.
And my goal right now is just trying to do the Doom and the Three Bar Rants as long as I can. You know, we were able to do it on the West Coast last year, but we're going to bring it back one more time and maybe get to Canada once. And then we'll see what's going to happen. If it's going to be another Ask Jack tour or when I get home, I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing this winter, if I'm going to be recording or if I'm just going to be playing more. Who knows?
Right. So, of course, I think most people kind of didn't realize, you know, you also have had, you know, a lot of metal works here that our listeners have caught over the years with Arson Anthem and Superjoint. I know Superjoint is, you know, permanently on hiatus. I actually was able to catch Arson Anthem last year when I was in Austin, Texas, and they had someone filling in for you on drums. So with projects like that where, you know, everybody has just so many other bands on their plates, you know, I know Phil has, like, just so much what he has. Same with Mike from I Hate God. He, you know, has their back together. Is it just tougher to coordinate with some of those projects just because everybody has, like, so much on their plate and just so much that they have to commit to?
Well, yeah, Arson Anthem, all in all, is just more of a fun project. And the fun projects are just kind of special, and we only get to do it here and there. We do it when people least expect it. And with that, I already had something going on. I was already on tour. I think Housecore Records was doing a showcase
right,
for South by Southwest. And, you know, it was just one of those things. We tried to bring Arson Anthem to Hellfest. You know, I was going to play drums in the daytime, and then I was going to do my main show. But it went back to there's just too much going on. So more than likely, most of the time, Arson Anthem stays in the South just because, we get to do maybe Atlanta, Tennessee, New Orleans. Because we all know how hard it is to route a whole tour and the cost of the road. But who knows? It, right now, it's a fun thing. Whenever all of us are kind of sitting around, Philip might pick up the phone and say, "Hey, man, you got time to come hang out with us?" And we just got to see. But on his front, you know, he's got the new Down record. He's got the new Philip H. Anselmo project he's been waiting on for years to come out, and I know that's what he's most excited about and can't wait for that day to come. So it's hard to say when our next Arson Anthem show will be.
Yep. Well, definitely, everybody out there, if you get the chance to catch Arson Anthem, I recommend you get it because, like you said, you don't know quite when it's going to pop up next. And you did mention, you know, how you put out your albums and they are on your own label. So have you been able to do a little more with that and kind of begin to maybe start getting some other artists that, you know, you've kind of discovered and you want to help get a break and, you know, help them with that material, kind of be more on the producer side if you get the chance?
Not necessarily. I mean, the main thing I'm trying to show kids is a work ethic.
Right.
And that work ethic is, you have a lot of great technology out there that's not that expensive, and you can make good sounding records on your own. And that's what I'm trying to tell folks, is no one likes your stuff more than you do. So DIY as much as possible with the YouTubes and the MySpaces and the Facebooks. You know, you can kind of get your stuff out there, and for not that much money. Everyone is different, but as far as signing anyone to Hank 3 Records, I would never want to make another musician feel cheated or feel like they didn't get the respect that they deserved.
Right.
And, you know, I'm a straight shooter. I'm honest. And, you know, it's hard enough doing what I do and keeping up with what I keep up with. I don't have a manager. I don't have a secretary or any of those things. And at the end of the day, just keeping a crew on the road and trying to keep everything, you know, the merch handled and all that stuff, it's kind of overwhelming in a way. So I feel like I would cheat friends of mine. You know, I'll talk about friends and put them out there as much as possible and maybe get to do some live shows with them. But as far as officially putting them on my label, I don't know if I feel comfortable enough as far as being a businessman to do it right.
All right. So since you kind of hinted at it a little bit, you know, now's the time that, you know, I was encouraging the listeners to go, you know, support up-and-coming bands, support, you know, bands they might not have heard of or bands that, you know, you're friends with or you know of that could use a little more exposure. So are there any bands, you know, be it friends bands, be it up-and-comers, or even like some obscure bands, you know, be it rock, metal, country, whichever genre that you would recommend, you know, our listeners go look up online, go, if they get the chance, see them live, that you would say definitely go check out?
Well, I think most of my fan base knows that I'm a big fan of those Poor Bastards or all the side projects that Lonesome Wyatt does. If people want to see where a lot of my inspiration came from my younger years, there was a band called Hell Stomper or Polecat Boogie Revival. It's some old, dirty kind of slash punk rock slash Southern raising hell kind of music, and a lot of people haven't heard of them. And I myself, you know, Wayne the Purist, I always say Wayne the Train Hancock, Dale Watson, you know, Bob Wayne has been working really hard to do it himself and to go out there and just beat the road down. And as far as there's bands called Goat Leaf out there, Blasphemy or Stone,
nice.
all kinds of stuff. But that's just a few right now off the top of my head.
All right, listeners. So there you got it. You got the names. Go type in the search engine. Go look them out. If you get the chance, go see them live. Go buy some merch. Because remember, the only way you keep a scene alive is if you support your scene, because without your support, there is no scene. And, you know, if you want bands to succeed, give them a little bit of your time, go support them, street team if you got it, get some merch, and do what you can to help them out there and help build the scene up.
Yeah, and that's one thing. Also, we don't have an opening band, so I'm always telling people to try to be on time, because we do try to start earlier than later, especially if we're playing on a weeknight for the people that have to get up and go to their jobs on the next day. And as far as talking about support, just putting it out there, as far as the Randy Blythe campaign with Lamb of God, please try to sign the petition on getting the U.S. Embassy involved. And maybe donating a dollar or two if anyone has it on his legal funds.
Yes, definitely. You can go look that up. And we know Randy, you know, if they're trying to throw a bum rap at him, and if you can give him the help, just go look it up. I know lambagod.com have a lot of the links to it. You can also just type in Randy Bly support and be able to help him out that way. And so, Hank, we know this tour, which is actually going to be kicking off a little under a month over there in Texas, running through September. So what other bits you kind of hinted on a little bit earlier. You're not 100% sure how next year is going to be. So how are you going to finish off the rest of 2012 after you're off this leg of the tour?
Well, a lot of what I'm going to be doing is revolving around my main drummer because, you know, he's playing close to 2.5 hours a night, almost 3 different styles of music, and he's had a torn rotator cuff for over 6 and 7 years. And it's finally getting to the point where he's going to have a big surgery. So, we're hoping that he's going to heal up okay from that surgery, and it might take him 3 to 5 months to get his shoulder working properly. But usually when I'm home, I try to pay respects to my roots, and we play free shows once a night down on Broadway. And it's a lot more of my country stuff that I don't necessarily do as much on the road, some of the slower songs and some of the more obscure songs. But I will also, if I do have at least 4 months, I will definitely be turning some knobs and making some new noises. And it's hard to say what style I will hone in on, if it's a country or a new Hellbilly record or what it'll be, but I will definitely be doing something. But right now we're kind of doing it day by day, and we're seeing how far my drummer is going to be able to get along before we got to, you know, have the big surgery for him.
Nice. All right, and of course, once again, everybody, that is going to be August 22nd down at the Catalyst in Santa Cruz, August 24th up here at the Regency Ballroom in San Francisco, and can't let you leave without this one, man. So I think you put on like one hell of a live show. So as a fan, live band that you think our listeners, they need to go check out at least once. They need to like see them before they die.
Well, I've always been a fan of really intense frontmen. You know, when I was growing up, the Jesus Lizard and David Yao was always blowing my mind. They looked so normal, but they rocked so hard. And I don't know if anyone has ever seen the legendary Shack Shakers.
Oh, yeah.
But JD is a very just an over-the-top musician, over-the-top frontman. All in all, it's good music. It's a good show. And, man, he just pushes the envelope. So I've got to see JD from day one and watch him go through all his changes. But as far as someone that's close to me, you know, they're from Kentucky, and it's right there. He's out with the Dirt Daubers right now. But I would definitely say this, the legendary Shack Shakers.
Excellent choice there, man, in my opinion. So, yeah, just any last words you got out there for our Bay Area fans?
Well, I don't know if anyone is really into collecting vinyl, but if you are, I do. Basically, at Hank3.com is the best place to get the vinyl, if it's the Doom or the Three Bar Ranch or Ghost to Ghost. I don't know if any of the smaller record stores are kind of able to get a hold of it.
I've seen them
around. For those fans that really are into the old school vinyl, that's really the place to get it. And I always tell girls, if you're going to come out to a show, don't wear no open-toed shoes. So don't want anybody to get hurt. And it's usually a pretty enthusiastic crowd, and have some fun out there.
Nice. And once again, everybody, that's going to be August 22nd at the Catalyst down in Santa Cruz and the Regency Ballroom up in San Francisco, 2 days later, August 24th. So, yeah, Hank, thanks for taking a couple minutes to chat with us today, and yeah, we'll be sure to check you out next month. Thanks again, man.
Sounds good. We'll see you soon. All right, guys.
All right. All right, man. So I'll just get this edited. Should have it on the website within the week. Hopefully we'll have it on the air like a couple days after that. And really just the only last thing I need is probably just like a little quick shout-out to our radio station.